Welcome to the show. Okay, so on today's episode, I'm going to be diving in to, I should say, glossing over an exciting article that came out last week. It had me excited enough to share it. I made it into a video. I mean, I've been making a lot of videos, so it wasn't necessarily the excitement of this particular article that prompted the making of the video. No, I'm just making these reels, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying that process. So this particular reel story, never mind, it came out of Buffalo University. And let me just go with a couple quotes here. And I just want to start off, before I dive into this article, is say that I'm really optimistic after this, after reading the article as a layman and an MS expert in my own self. I'm excited to see where this leads, right? And it just goes into, disease, basically diagnosis and a different method to determine disease severity, rather than looking at the white matter, more gray matter, spinal cord area, which I sort of understood to a certain degree, but this takes it to a whole new level. And it sort of fills in the potential blanks. Like, you would always scratch your head where someone would have so much white matter lesions, or just lesions for whatever, for the purpose of this podcast. They would have a significant amount of lesions, and then they wouldn't have a significant amount of disability. Confusing, okay? And for me, it was just like, okay, I was just told based on placement of the lesion. So it was just like a Russian roulette style is what I have in my mind, sort of, right? Is that based on, and there's more likelihood in the stem and where they're going to land just based off of history of people with multiple sclerosis. So, you know, we go off of that. So this is new. This is exciting. And I feel as much as it could give me hope with someone with not super severe, but we'll call it secondary progressive. And it gives me hope. Especially when you're feeling a bit of guilt, you're like, why am I so bad when he or she is okay and I'm doing more, or they're doing the same, or whatever. Like, where is hiking Everest going to be what does it? No, it's impossible. Like, your mind starts running, right? Okay. So this is interesting. It gives me hope. And then at the same time, as if you're newly diagnosed and you're fearful of you know, what life could be like in a wheelchair, and it is a possibility. Let's not get it twisted. And for everybody with secondary progressive or primary progressive even, it's a different game. It's really hard. MS is very hard regardless, right? Relapsing, remitting, secondary progress, isolated syndrome. Everything has its elements that are very challenging, and it's all about us as individuals to get through them. Okay. So the hope that I see coming from this article for the newly diagnosed and this long way around is that you could find a sort of hope, solace in the fact that, not fast, but in the idea that you're not so likely to end up like wheelchair bound. Even before this article, we're getting better data coming in with the new medications, more data coming in, where we have a lot of kind of old school data that we use. It's like 85% of people get MS, 50%, I'm just going off my brain right now, pardon me, 50% transition, 20% of that move into a wheelchair. And like, where are the real numbers here? They're percentages of, or everything's lofty and also scary. Okay. Wow. Okay. This is a real way around here. All right. So here we are. I'm going to take a couple paragraphs from the article, and thank you for listening to me ramble. All right. MS sucks, but there's some hope here. Okay. I'm going to take a little water. We'll get into it. Buffalo, New York, brain lesions. Area of the brain tissue that shows damage from injury or disease are the biomarker most widely used to determine multiple sclerosis disease progression. But an innovative new study led by the University of Buffalo strongly suggests that the volume of white matter lesions is neither proportional to nor indicative of the degree of severe disability in patients. The results were reported in a poster session on February 24th at the annual meeting of the America's Committee of Treatment and Research for Multiple Sclerosis in San Diego. The study compared two sets of 53 patients, each ages 30 to 80, who had the same genders and disease duration, but vast and measurable differences in the extent of their physical and cognitive disabilities. Interesting, right? So they have these two cohorts, similar in the sense they both have MS, but on the opposite side of the scale of the spectrum, if you will. A lighter version, a darker version, unfortunately, on one side, and both severe, both relevant, just different, right? And one is more severe. Okay. So the article is interesting. I'm not even going to butcher it. I'm looking at the screen. It's a little challenging for me to read and talk. A few things going on. And I have some of these cognitive disabilities, right? And I try to work through them. I do work through them. And I work on them. And if you have some of the same, I suggest that you do too. But more importantly, I suggest you check out this article. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to any episode that you've listened to. I appreciate it. I'm surprised so many people are listening. So thank you. And I will try to get more dialed in. And there's different ways to get in touch with me on like Instagram, even Facebook, on my website. You can shoot me a message, an email, anything. I'll respond. And if you want to be interviewed, then you can sign up. Sign up on my website, join my mailing list, and I'll get to you. It won't be right away. But I'll join you to the cache, and then once I'm ready, I'll start releasing these interviews, and we'll get your story out there, okay? Thank you. Just MS. This is Justin Loizos signing off.